The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.looneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. Today, I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, all the way from Switzerland, Nathaniel Zubrick. Nathaniel is an inspirational speaker who has founded the for-profit business Unlimit You. It was founded for the primary reason of inspiring individuals to become the very best versions of themselves. Nathaniel has been fighting against a chronic illness for over 30 years. He has faced 3 failed kidneys transplants, 3 lung infections, had over 4,500 dialysis treatment over the course of his life. According to medical predictions, he should have died over 6 times by now. But before I tell you about his will to live and his mission, I want to talk to the men in the audience today. Today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and looked like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my. You know, it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, 3-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid patterns and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurement. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond. All right, let's get back to Nathaniel. Nathaniel's will to live not only gave him a purpose, but it gave him a thriving business. The will to live, the fire that's been burning inside of him for so long, has not only helped him survive, but to thrive and help others do the same. Nathaniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Looney, thank you so much for having me and for all the listeners that are on the podcast. I'm absolutely honored to be here, and I'm so excited for those few minutes to be able to speak and add value to you all.
Absolutely. I am so excited that you are on the show, and your background, it is truly inspiring. Tell us a little bit about the will to live and overcoming all the illnesses. Tell us about your journey.
Absolutely. So I was diagnosed with an incurable chronic illness when I was just 1 year old that affected my kidneys. And then later on, which meant like after all those medical diagnoses, I had no other opportunity than to get my kidneys removed and to get on dialysis, which is basically a life-saving treatment that cleans the blood. And I started that with about 3 years old. And just shortly after, I fell into a deep coma because of a brain bleeding or a brain. Something was wrong with my brain. I don't know exactly the medical diagnosis. Nobody knows till today. It put me in a coma for 2 weeks. After those 2 weeks, the doctors said, like, hey, guys, we did everything that we could do, and there's nothing else we can do. And they called my parent in order to terminate my life. And so there was basically no hope. There was no surviving chance. There was just basically my parents come to the hospital to say goodbye to my life. And I didn't realize anything from all of this. But there was a miracle happening when the time the doctors turned off the life supporting machines, I started to talk again. And there was no explanation from the medical side. I should have been dead, but I started to talk again. And that was a huge, huge miracle. And whether the parents, the doctors, the nurses, and myself, later on, of course, we couldn't understand how this happened. And so the beautiful thing was there was no damages, long-term damages in my brain, except of a high blood pressure, where I had to take a lot of medication. And by the side effect of the medication, my hearing loss dropped to over 80%, which was with 4 years old. And so this was probably the most intense years of my life, and as well for my family and my parents. I'm going to the second state of the intense moment where I realized a little bit more what life is, and that was between 5 and 15 years old. I had about 3 failed kidney transplants, and one of those was like with 8 years old. The second one, when I had for 2.5 years, I was just living my dream life with the kidney, didn't have to go to dialysis 3 times a week, was fully living life with my friends, with hobbies, could go to school, and everything was perfect. But after those 2.5 years, my life, my chronic illness affected the kidney again, and of course I had to go back to dialysis, which was a huge disappointment for me. And for 2 weeks, I was lying on the couch, didn't speak, didn't eat, and didn't move at all. If, of course, when I still had to, then I did it. But all I did was basically thinking about how I can end this life. And I was about 9 years old. And I was probably in the most deepest disappointed state of life, where I just couldn't realize what's going on, or what should I do, or why did that happen to me, and I had all the reason to give up. I had all the reason to just end that life. But fortunately, my parents put partial care into my life, and I regained strength again, physically, emotionally, and spiritually as well. And the last main event that I had was with 11 years old, when I had my 3rd kidney transplant, which was for 13 months. But at that time, when I lost that kidney again after 13 months, I realized that even though I had an amazing life with a kidney, life can still go on, whether I have the best health in this world or I don't have it. And I realized something happened inside me, where I developed an attitude that everything will work out for the good, and no matter the circumstances, the struggles, the pain. And besides going through those 4,500 life-saving treatments, dialysis for the operation, and as well shouldn't be able to walk, talk, and amount to anything, over the last 15 years, from age 15 to 31 to now, I realized like how beautiful life has become by just having the same attitude, like a developing attitude that everything will work out for the good if we don't give up, if we set our routine, if we set our mindset victoriously. And I'm here today as a speaker, as a victorious mindset mentor that is living life like never before, and I absolutely love it.
My goodness. Wow, Nathaniel, your story, it really puts life in perspective. You can't give up. Like, limitations are only in your head or in your mind. Even with your physical medical history, you are still as powerful, as strong as you are today.
Absolutely.
It's quite impressive. What you mentioned, there was a shift that took place for you. There was a mindset shift that took place from you from 15 to 30 years old, right? Where you wanted to take your life at 9 years old, you suffered severe depression where you did not move for 2 weeks straight. And at 15 years old, you found this new way of thinking. What was that like?
I think for me, it was a long-term process. I come like week after week, when I realized, as I already said, like, I believe that things will turn out for the good if we keep going, because I think like that mind shift came and to clarify that it wasn't happening from one day to another, but I realized that the more I went through and the more I had the opportunity to choose between what's not happening anymore or what couldn't happening anymore, or I could choose the positive side of saying, hey, let's push through. This is going to be amazing. This, I can learn something out of that. And the mind shift is something basically we all can do with just looking at the positive side of whether I usually call it like looking at the positivity, like what's still left. Let's say somebody has a broken leg. It's just a little example, has a broken leg and maybe is off for a few weeks and only can use one leg. And then what we usually do, of course, is naturally we get to thinking of that we can't do anything that we have done before. But I want to be encouraging and not offending someone, but I think like we are getting more creative when we have not, when things are not working the way it should work. And I think that's something that I realized, like I had the opportunity, each and every struggle, limitation brings you to a place of being creative instead of saying, I can't do this. This is not working anymore. And I think that was, in my case, a really firstly perspective that having a hope that this moment doesn't have to be the end of all, that it will work out together for good. The second thing is like really thinking about how can I change it? How creative can I be? And the third thing is like fully being grateful for what's still possible and what I still can do with what I have, who am I, and where I am at.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Out of necessity comes innovation. Right? You get more creative on how you do things. As the example you mentioned, you become more intuitive to finding new ways of solving your problems. The example of one leg is not working, you figure out how to use the other. And in that, in turn, becomes stronger, right? Like when you lose one sense, the other senses are heightening.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell us about Unlimit You. It is your company. It's what your coaching is about. Now, give us the four steps anyone can use to unlimit their lives and themselves.
Absolutely. So I wanna start with a story to get a connection that why I do what I do, and the story is like, it's not a specific story, but I realized like I was in the many times in the hospital, and one day I was looking out of the window at night, full in pain, looking at a crane, which basically helped to build a building. And I looked at it, and beside the hospital, they built another hospital. And I was looking at it at night, and so I realized, like, I started to think about what would it be like when I could just climb up that crane and be on the top and having even a more beautiful and a bigger view of the city of Switzerland, of Bern. And so I realized only later on that my strength was basically to be a visionary, which has helped me in the as a child to really think about, be creative, innovative and visionary, to look over what could happen. And why I'm telling you that is because I believe that the most important is to know ourselves, to really know who we are. And this is one of the steps that I want to help people to unlimit their life, because it's so crucial to know, especially in today's world where we are goes down with the media, maybe with bosses, with teachers, what we have to do, what we should do. But most of the time, it doesn't align with our strengths, with our passion, and with our unique values that we have. And I believe that a really crucial point to when we want to live our unlimited life, we have to know who we are. And for me, the most powerful tools are to know our passion, to know our strengths, and to know our values. They may change over time, and that's okay. But I believe that that's one part. The second part is, have you ever asked yourself, what am I here for? Like, what in the world?
Yes, I have.
Why does the world use me? Or why the heck am I in the world? And you might have struggled, medical or family or relationship struggles. But I think all those lead us to our purpose, to realize what we are here for. Like, you might have a family issue or relationship issue or a morning routine issue, but I believe that you are, as a listener, you are capable to realize that there's a purpose, there's something specific that particular event that you're going through right now is helping you in the future, that you can help somebody else. And this is powerful because right now we realize the COVID-19 is still going on, maybe less or more in some country, but millions of other problems existing now than before the COVID. And you can't help somebody before you haven't gone through something. And I have realized that myself, so many times I wanted to help people, but I realized I'm completely in the wrong place because I haven't gone through that, what they have been going through. And that's okay. And you have something in you that no one else has, and the world needs you. So the third step is basically with your strength, passion, and values, and your identification, what you are here for, you slowly can create a dream. You can get innovative, you can get creative. And that's a third step, what I help people with, to basically with those, mainly with the three tools that I'm using to help people: strength, passion, and values, to really identify them and create a dream of with that. And the fourth step is not just dreaming, but also helping people to practically outlive the dreams. And this is basically the four steps to unlimit your life. And it's been an amazing journey to prove that. And I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in other lives to really get the full potential out of someone's life by those four steps.
Very well put. The one you said about purpose, it was the number two. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my task? How am I supposed to add value? A big portion of the show is about finding your purpose. What are some tips that you can give someone who is asking themselves that question?
A really great question. I will say, it depends on the situation. Let's say you are in a situation where you work, you're very busy from 9 to 5 p.m. And I would recommend you, set maybe 4 weeks. Let's start small. Let's say take 1 week every evening. Cut everything off in your evening whatever you can. And even if it's only maybe 30 minutes to 1 hour, go outside, depends where you live, get in a quiet in a quiet spot in your home or outside, and really think about, write down everything that you went through and what you would love to do, have, or be in the future. This is something that I kind of every year do, like once a year I'm going on a vision retreat weekend for just 2 days and shut everything off and think about, hey, where, what am I here for? Like, what can I do with what I have? What can I give to this world? And I think the most important is, like, before that is, like, I say, to know who am I. And the most I get to know that is really to get to know myself. And the best way to do that is just shut off everything, like the phone, everything that's distracting you, and get into a quiet spot for 1 hour in the morning or in the evening or whatever works best for you. It can even be 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Make it a routine to really think about, write it down, everything, what that looks like. In my journey, I realized that you get so many creative ideas, and you get so many ideas. Why, what am I here for? Or who am I? Or all these questions will be answered over time. It won't happen from one day to another. I realize it has to be consistent, but it's so worth to do it and to be consistently doing that routine.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That really is in alignment with what we talk about here on the show, is finding your purpose. You really have to quiet your mind down. You have to find yourself in a quiet space so you can spend time with yourself. You know, how else would you know someone else? If you just met somebody, a potential friend, a potential partner, you would spend time with them, find out what they like, find out what ticks them off, who they are, what their values are. You spend time, and over the years, you get to know that individual on an intimate level. Well, it's the same thing with knowing ourselves. We got to be able to spend that time with ourselves, because distraction is all around us. It's pulling us from every direction. There's always something else you could be doing. And because of that, we don't actually spend a one-on-one time with ourselves. We don't, stay in a quiet position. We don't meditate. We don't think or process what we go through, or our emotions. And so I thank you for sharing that, because it's actually very, very true what you said.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your morning routine, Nathaniel. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? What's your morning routine like?
So I usually get up at 6 a.m. or, like, I'm not saying get up, I just waking up. So I do straight after I do my meditation. So I'm a person of faith, and I do a lot of spending time in reading the Bible, praying, and which is about, maybe 45 minutes to 1 hour. I do also a 50-minute time where I divide in 5 minutes each, like 5 minutes being grateful for what I have. Second 5 minutes are like thinking about what I need, asking what I need, and thirdly, visionize my life, what I want and need in the future. And then I do my push-ups, my 70 push-ups every morning. I do my legs shaping, which is giving me a little bit of complication the last few months. And then I do my breakfast, and usually after that I just go straight. Depends when I have a meeting, then I do the meeting, but then, or before, I will do my 1 hour walk in the nature to really reflect. And so that's the main routine in the morning. But then I do during the day, I have like my gym and my 1 hour reading, and as well learning another language for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And this is my main routine that I have every day, except the gym.
That's fantastic. You said except the gym?
Yeah, except the gym. That's what I do twice a week. And then one time I'm going for badminton on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's fantastic because you encompasses, you include everything. You include learning new material, your reading, meditation, and prayer. Like you are, there's a really good quote that says, prayer is us talking to God and meditation is God talking to us. Mm-hmm. It goes back to that silence, right? It goes back to quieting down the mind and letting the Holy Spirit speak through you, or hearing that quiet, silent voice that will not shout at you, right? So you got to be able to be in tune enough to hear it when God is speaking to you. And so your morning routine, that's the first thing you do. Me too. Same thing. Meditation. I used to do it for 10 minutes. Now I can't get enough. I'm doing it for an hour. And I even do it at night now because you just, the benefits that you get are so overwhelmingly just beautiful that you don't want to cut it short.
Yeah.
And I love your gratitude piece of it. Like, it's important. The attitude of gratitude will elevate your altitude, is what I like to say. It will take you to higher heights because you're being grateful in the morning. Breed give you more things to be grateful for throughout the day. You find yourself at a more positive state of mind. Mm. Knowing that things are going to come your way and you're grateful for your life, and you will you're grateful also thanking God for things that are to come into your life, for things that are not here yet. That's important. That's the faith portion of it.
Absolutely. And I think the longer, like, not necessarily the longer, but the more we do it, the more effective we get, and the more the better the ideas flow. And I would rather, like, let's say do 3 hours of having quiet time and meditation than just go straight into work, like 3 hour meditation and then 5 hours of work, than just go straight into work for 8-9 hours. Because what I realized, like, we can so caught up in our situation, but when we go away from it, like, our brain gets so activated again for new things, and then we can basically intervene with the new things and apply the new thing, and it's such a powerful thing to do.
I love that. I love the way you put that, because you can spend the time in the morning to take care of yourself, to get your mind right, and then you don't have to expend your energy later on in working overtime or harder because you didn't take the time in the morning to meditate, to quiet the mind, to allow the creativity to flow. Open up the channel of some sort, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like the way that you say it, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening, and they say, you know, I don't have the time to make it through my morning routine, right? Because work is calling, the emails are chirping, their notifications are there. People need them. I understand that, but if you don't make it through if you don't take the 10 minute to an hour in the morning, then your day's going to be longer. You're going to be more scatterbrained. You're going to be less productive, right? And
yeah,
that's what you're alluding to. And I've seen it happen with my own life. That's why the morning routine is so crucial to do these things, because it makes the day a lot smoother, a lot more productive, a lot more efficient. Who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. That's amazing said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just thinking about if you read most successful people, they don't even touch their phones until to a specific time. And we are always wondering why, or oftentimes we want the success, but we don't want to live a way what easily distracts us. And I just realized as well in my life, like, it's something amazing when you can just focus in one thing a day, and that is. And we should mostly that one thing that brings you the most value, that brings you the most reward. And I think we all have to think about, hey, how can we do that? And what is distracting me or us so much to that I cannot do that one thing a day that's most important, and do it over and over again until you're the most, the best expert in that.
And that's what habits are for, right?
Yeah.
That's where habits come in, right? It's a repeated behavior that becomes automatic because you do it to the point where you don't think about it anymore. Those successful entrepreneurs don't pick up their phone because they've made a habit. They are cognizant about it, right? They said that they made the decision that it's not effective. It doesn't help them and they stop doing it. But then after a while, they don't have to make that decision anymore. It just happens naturally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's how habits are formed. And that's the beauty of setting up of being aware of the decisions that we're making.
Yeah.
And knowing that who we are and what we want, who do we want to become? Because whatever action that we're doing right now is a cast, it's a vote towards who we want to become in the future. And if we want to be successful and picking up the phone is not gonna cast the vote towards that, then it's easy to make that, that decision.
Awesome.
Nathaniel, tell us, how can we connect with you?
Absolutely. So there's my personal website, which is nathanieltobruk.com. I think we have it in the description, right? Okay. And there's an ebook, which I call 4 Steps to Unlimit Your Life, which you are able to free to download. And then as well, I make it easy on the website. On the bottom, there are all the social media connection links, so you don't have to remember them all. So just click on the link, nathanieltobruk.com, and then you have everything that you can connect me with.
Absolutely. Nathaniel, thank you for sharing. Just a brief recap for our listeners. The 4 Steps to Unlimit Yourself is to, number one, is to know yourself. Nathaniel put it very well, is to know who you are and know, understand that what you are doing and if it's in alignment with who you are and who you want to become. So know your values, know your passions. Number two is asking, if you ever ask yourself this question, why am I here? I've heard it from tons and tons of people. It's knowing your purpose. And Nathaniel, you broke down ways to find your purpose and you talked about cutting everything off for a little while, right? Take a week and then do half hour, an hour in the evening and just shut down the phone. Remove yourself from your familiar surrounding. Make sure it's a quiet area. Find a quiet place and write down everything that that you've gone through in life, because that's going to help you find the purpose to, because you mentioned, Nathaniel, whatever you've gone through, you can help somebody else who will be going through that same situation. And you talk about write down also what you would like to be. What would you like to do in the future? And so finding a purpose is very key. That's one of the 4 Steps to unlimit yourself. And then you talked about getting creative. Getting creative, the strength, the passion, and also number 4 is add value. Find a way to add value to other people around you.
Perfect.
Yeah, Nathaniel, I thank you so much for sharing and coming on the show today.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one now.
You too. Thanks so much,
okay. Lunit. You're welcome. I want to talk to the men in the audience. And today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and look like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my. You know, it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, three-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid patterns and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurement. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.